sure Brother Wayne knows, he's the only visitor we have, and realize that we have kind of an unusual time service for our services, and we don't get out at 12 o'clock noon. If we did, I wouldn't have long to preach, amen. I wouldn't get my text read. But we're going to try to preach a little while today in by the good grace of God. I want you to turn your Bible to the book of 1 John. We call it Little John, chapter number 1. Little John and chapter number 1, 1 John. Right after 2 Peter, and right before 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. Back in the back of your Bible, 1 John and chapter number 1. Anybody down here too warm? Brother George, Sister Gossett, anybody else too warm? All right, if I see any droopy eyes, the air's coming down to about 20 degrees. 1 John chapter number 1, I want to read three verses this morning, two that we've already preached from, and then the third one is what I'll be preaching from. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light.
Amen.
And in him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Amen.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
Now may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful now for the good Sunday school hour that you've already given us. Thank you, Lord, for the good spirit in the house of God, your people that are here this morning. I trust that you'll give us an eager heart, an eager soul to hear the word of God. And Lord, not only to hear it, but to lay hold upon it, to believe it, to lean upon it, to trust it, to come to walk in its light. I do pray today, Father, for those that may be here without Christ, or those listening by the radio that are lost without you, that, Father, you'd work a great miracle of grace in their heart and bring them to a saving knowledge of yourself today. I pray that you'd revive the spirits of God's people, stir the hearts of your people. I pray for that one that's brokenhearted this morning, that one that's heavy-hearted, that one, Lord, that's grieved or bereaved. I pray especially today, Lord, for Brother Robert, that you'd help him during this time. Give him the grace and the help that he needs. I do pray for Angie, and we're thankful, Lord, for what you've done there and the new granddaughter you've given us. Thank you for your people that are here. I pray now that you'll work and bless in our hearts and help the preacher today. I pray for that special anointing grace that can only come from thee. May the Spirit of God grant us liberty today in the house of God. This is your house and your place and your people. I pray for your divine holy presence, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. I want to read again verse number 3 is where we're going to be preaching from here in the morning hour, where John writes, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the Bible said we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, John has already declared in verse number 5 that God is light. Not only does he give light, but God is light. Therefore, he can give you and I light that walk in darkness. God is light. And I want to preach a little while. He said if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. That is, we have fellowship with him and him with us. And the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. And so I want to preach for just a little while this morning, if God will help me, on the thought of living in the light. Thank God, I believe he wants us to live in the light. He's brought us out of darkness and given us light, and he intends for us to walk or to live in that light that God has provided for you and I. Now, verse 7 is where we're preaching from, but it cannot, there's no way, it's an impossibility for us to properly interpret that verse apart from the previous two verses. So I want to try to say a few things about them and put it in the context. Here in the text for today, that is in verse 7, the Christian is identified and confirmed. He is identified as one that walks in the light. And he is confirmed by the fact that he has fellowship with God and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Christian is both identified and he is confirmed. It is here that the testing of our profession is in view. I'll tell you, and I'll say a little more about this, but we have no right to say that we're a child of God if we're not walking in the light that God gives us. You cannot live and wallow in sin and be considered a child of God. There is just no way. It's an impossibility. It's an imagination of your heart to do so. And I'll say a little bit more about that. But it is the profession of the child of God that is in view. That's exactly right. In verse 6, the hypocrite is both exposed and condemned. The Bible said there, if a man says that he has fellowship with God and walks in darkness, then he is a liar and does not the truth. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And so there the hypocrite is both exposed and condemned. That's right. And God will condemn every hypocrite. Heard somebody say years ago, well, I don't want to go to church down there. There's too many hypocrites. Well, praise God, I'd rather go to church with a hypocrite than go to hell with him. Somebody say amen right there. There's going to be some hypocrites in every assembly. I don't care where you go, here, there, yonder. You're going to find some folks that are hypocrites. Somebody said, preacher, that's a bad word. No, that's not really a bad word. Hypocrite just simply means somebody that's got two faces. You've heard the expression, that guy's two-faced. Well, there's a lot of two-faced people down at the house of God. They say they've been saved by the grace of God and they're walking in light, but they do not the truth because they're still walking in darkness, and that makes them a liar, and it makes them a hypocrite, and that makes them a two-faced person. But if we walk in the light, as God is in the light, the Bible said, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, whoop, hallelujah to God, cleanses us from, I want to say, A-double-L, all sin. Somebody say amen right there. Hallelujah. Now, nobody can hold fellowship with God except those that have been partakers of His divine nature and are being conformed to His holy image. Amen. Now, you can be saved by the grace of God and not be in fellowship with Him. I said this last week or week before last. I'll say it again today. You may lose your fellowship, but you'll never lose your relationship with God. That's absolutely right. I've got brothers, and there's been times in our life that we've fallen out with one another, and for a while we didn't even speak to one another. Well, that didn't change the fact that we're brothers. That didn't change the fact we all had the same father. Now, I'm telling you on the same principle, ladies and gentlemen, a man may lose his fellowship, but he will never lose his relationship with God. You can mark that down in your little black book. Somebody say amen right there. But we have no right to claim salvation in the Lord unless, ladies and gentlemen, we're saved and been made a partaker of God's divine nature. Woo! Thank God, I'm glad. Hey, I had that old Adamic nature, that old sinful nature. But I'm telling you, the morning Jesus passed by and birthed me into the family of God, He gave me a holy, divine nature of Almighty God, made me a new creature in Christ, and gave me a hope of glory in my soul that I've never had before. Thank God. And ever since that day, He has been conforming me to the image of His Son. Somebody said, you don't look like much now. He's not done with me. Praise God, He didn't throw the clay away. He's not finished. Have a little song, God's still a-working on me. God's still a-working on me, and God's still a-working on you. Amen. That's right, and I've said this a lot of times. We may look like a Model T today, but one of these days we're going to look like a Rolls Royce. Amen right there. When God gets done, with us and working on us, conforming us to His image. Now listen very carefully what I'm going to say. If our conversation, that is our life, our walk, be in darkness, if we wallow in the mire of untamed, wicked lust, then whatever profession we have, it is but a lie and imagination. I want to run that by you in plain words. Ladies and gentlemen, if we say that we walk in the light, and yet we wallow in every wicked imagination of sin, we have no right to claim salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, that is a test of our salvation. And that is obedience. And if we obey what Brother Steve talking about in the Word of God, if we're obedient to that Bible, being conformed to the image of Christ, then we have every right in the world to lay hold upon Him as our Savior. Amen. And to trust Him and to profess that. But if we wallow in sin, we have no right to claim Christ. A preacher some years ago in our area made this statement. He said, I believe a sinner could blunder into the house of God drunk, get saved by the grace of God, leave drunk, live the rest of his life drunk, die drunk, and go to heaven. I don't believe that.
Amen.
Amen. God doesn't save us in our sins. He saves us from our sins.
Amen.
If there's never been a change in your life, if God didn't bring you out, if God didn't change you, if God... Hey, there is a vast difference from darkness and light, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, I once was in darkness, but now I'm a light in the Lord. Amen. And I'm light in the Lord because God is light. Somebody say amen right there. Praise God, I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. Now, for how can there be a communion between two natures that are so different? There cannot be communion or fellowship between a divine nature and a sinful nature. Don't work. That's why we got to worship God in spirit and in truth. Come on now, listen to me. We're still in this body of clay. Now I want you to understand this old body of clay is still as sinful as it ever was. But we have a new man on the inside. And it's that new man that worships God in spirit and in truth. Not this old body of clay. It cannot have fellowship with God. But one of these mornings, amen, there's going to come a sound from the eastern sky. And it's going to call us born again ones up out of the grave. And thank God, every born again soul that went into that hole in the ground is going to get out of their grave. Amen. And rise in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad old Brother Paul said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Praise God, if I go to the hole in the ground, don't worry about me. I'm just waiting resurrection.
Amen.
By the way, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord.
Amen.
That unregenerate clay goes back to the earth, but that regenerate soul goes to be with the Lord.
Amen.
If I say amen right there, hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't believe that's right, read 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. It'll tell you I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Two natures like that can't have fellowship. Light can't fellowship with darkness. Purity can't fellowship with impurity. Heaven can't fellowship with hell. And the Lord can't fellowship with the devil.
Amen.
That's right. Now listen carefully. But if our walk be agreeable to the gospel precepts, we then have fellowship with Him. This is why verse 7 begins with the word but. Write that down. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light. I'm going to tell you what that does, ladies and gentlemen. That separates the verses. And that separates the professor in verse number 6 from the possessor in verse number 7. That possessor in verse number 6, he's walking in darkness and telling a lie. Amen. And he has no fellowship with God. But, oh boy. Aren't you glad for them little three-letter words like but in the Bible?
Amen.
like in Ephesians 7, but God, who is rich in mercy with His great love wherewith He loved us, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Thank God. And here is a but. But if you walk in the light as He is in the light. But if you walk in the light as He is in the light. You have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
Now I'm going to say something here. When I first say it, it's going to shock some of you. Notice the phrase, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin. I want you to listen carefully while I'm getting ready to say. Don't judge me too harshly quickly. It is true that at conversion, all of our previous sins and iniquities are blotted out. But to speak of God forgiving our sins before they are committed is senseless. Now that got a hold of some of you, didn't it? To say that God forgives our sins before they're committed, if that is right, why is verse 8, 9, and 10, why are they put in this same text? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If those sins, ladies and gentlemen, were taken care of at the new birth, there'd be no reason for anybody ever to confess sin before God. And I think that's one thing that's wrong with us. And I do believe if a man is saved, he is always saved. But I'm telling you, we have taken that once saved, always saved, and running in the ground to the point that it's led us to live any kind of a life that we want to live before God and claim that we're saved. And the problem we've developed is our churches are filled up with a bunch of those that have professed Christ and never possessed Christ, and they're lost and going to hell. That's the problem. That is the problem right there. That's right. That is the problem. Now you listen carefully. If that's the case, verse 8, 9, and 10 wouldn't be necessary. But this is where they're so important to us.
Amen.
Future sins, listen now, will either be dealt with. They'll be dealt with either by our confession and forsaking them or by God's divine chastisement, one of the two.
Amen.
They'll be dealt with one of the way, one of the ways or the other. Now, we're cleansed by His blood. Listen carefully now. I'm not a heretic. We're cleansed by His blood and set apart positionally one time forever. Positionally, I am God's child, been to Calvary, been to the fountain that's drawn from the blood of Emmanuel's veins, been washed in that blood and positionally set apart as God's child, and I will be God's child for all eternity. A man is saved one time forever. He entered in with his blood into the holy place, having obtained eternal, not temporary, redemption for us. But I want to say this, and I'm going to tell you, you've got a practical life that you're living right now, friend. Positionally, you're saved in Christ. You're seated in heavenly places in Christ. But practically, you've got a life that you live, that you practice the Christianity you claim that you have. And I'm telling you, in your practical life, your daily life, your daily walk, your daily conversation you have in Christ, oh yes, there's sin there. And you'll either deal with it, as the next verses say, by if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father.
Amen.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in. He didn't say had, he said have. But if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that not what the Bible says?
Amen.
Positionally, I'm in Christ and forgiven once forever. But practically, as I walk through this life, that's why we need to labor. That's why Jesus washed their feet. You're still in the world, you get dirty feet every now and then.
Amen.
Your soul is sealed, saved and sealed, cleansed, made clean. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that old flesh that you drag around with you, ladies and gentlemen, puts on a little corruption every now and then. And if you're going to fail it, walk in the light as He is in the light. You're going to have to confess that sin. Some of you ain't been on the altar in so long. I don't know when you ever confess your sins. You must be done arrived.
Amen.
You must done got there, buddy.
Amen.
Now I'm telling you, I haven't got there yet.
Amen.
I've not arrived yet. I'm not perfect yet. Amen. I'm trying my best to apprehend that zero candy bar, but I don't know if I've got him yet or not.
Amen.
Some of you go to church here, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. Come on in the house now.
Amen.
It's preaching time. Now, we are cleansed by His blood, set apart positionally once, time, forever. But we are only cleansed practically as we walk in the light, as He is in the light.
Amen.
But if you walk in the light as He is in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Oh yes, don't nobody misunderstand me. Woo! There's been a fountain that's been opened! And thank God that fountain continually flows with the blood of the Lamb. And we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. And I'm here to tell you, friend, that you can't wallow around out in the world and out in sin and not get a little of it on you.
Amen.
Amen. The world leads a lot of folks astray.
Amen.
Sin leads people astray. The devil does. The flesh does. Come on in the house now. Somebody say amen. I got one head nodding up and down. Now, I've got 3 points and a poem, and I'm out of here. On the light and living in the light. But if you walk in the light,
amen,
as He is in the light, I want to say first of all, and I got to say this, we're awakened by the light. Thank God you ever sleep in a room with the windows up, with the blinds pulled back and the shades up, and it's on the east side of the house. That sun, the minute that sun raises up, boom, them eyelids come open. Hey, ain't that right or not? Just like an alarm clock, buddy. You're wakened by the light. That's why when it gets daylight, folks get up. We're wakened by the light. Thank God. God is light. Woo! Hallelujah. Now I'm glad it's the light that awakens you and I, ladies and gentlemen. You better believe that it is. Somebody said, preacher, what are you talking about? Just like an alarm clock goes off in the morning. That light awakens us, number one, by a heavenly visit. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad I had a visit from heaven one day. Amen. When the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was preached. Thank God that, hey, there is a message of light that is proclaimed to the children of God. We once were darkness, but now we're light in the Lord. And it was that light, just like it was on Paul, that shined in your soul, that awakened your soul and brought you to a consciousness of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. Now listen carefully. Isaiah said, the people that walked in darkness, that's you and I, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Amen.
I'm about ready to get out of this pulpit. I didn't just see a light. Praise God, I saw a great light.
Amen.
You ever stop and realize how great God is?
Yeah.
We sang at Him, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Now I'm telling you, it wasn't just some little old measly light. We had Benny's girls, over at the house Friday night. They wanted to play with flashlights on the bed. And so we wormed around and finally found a couple that satisfied them. And Kaylin's laying there on the bed with a little old purple flashlight of Miss Hall's. Got 2 AA batteries in it. And she said, me light, go out, Papa. And I'm looking, it started just getting real dim. I said, yeah, you got a real weak light. But I'm telling you, the light that wakened us wasn't a weak light. It wasn't a dim light. Praise God, it was a great light. Thank God, if you walk in that light, hallelujah, you can have fellowship one with another. That is, you can fellowship with the light. Hallelujah to God. For He is the light of the world. Somebody say amen. I'm about ready to do one or death. Some of you, wake you up, do something.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
They that sit in darkness have seen great light.
Amen.
That's not all that verse says. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Woo! Thank God. I was walking in the shadow of death. But on that Sunday morning, that great light shined just like it did on you. And I was living in the realm of death. But the light brought life. Hallelujah to God. You realize without light, nothing can live.
Amen.
It takes light, ladies and gentlemen. That great light shined upon us. And we was in the shadow of death and that light shined. Now I'm telling you, it brought us out of from death unto life.
Amen.
We were resurrected. We were regenerated.
Amen.
Born again. We started seeing better. When that light shined, hey, when that light shined, God said, oh, you're a sinner.
Amen.
Because He is light. He was in that light. And I looked at Him and looked at me and I said, yep, I'm a sinner.
Amen.
Not measuring myself to somebody out there. I measure myself to God.
Amen.
That Bible was in that light.
Yeah.
I looked at that book and said, yep, I'm a sinner. When I looked at me, I said, yep, I'm a sinner.
Amen.
And I looked at Jesus and I said, He's the Savior. He was in that light. Come on now. Somebody come on. Hallelujah to God. I'm just saying, when the light shined, I began to look at things in a different way than I ever had before.
Amen.
You ever been out in the woods carrying an old lantern coon hunting? And all at once you flick on a flashlight. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that flashlight may not be very bright, but things look different from the flashlight's light than they do from a lantern light.
Amen.
Come on in the house now. Isaiah 42:6 said, the Lord have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and will give thee for a covenant for the people for a light under the Gentile. You know what he's talking about there? That the Lord will give thee for a covenant. Come on now. Praise God. Somebody help me. He's talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus came into the world and said, I am the light of the world. And He said, I've given you as a light to the Gentiles. I'm glad. Thank God. We were once without God, without hope. Apart from the covenant of Israel, the commonwealth of Israel, but God, ladies and gentlemen, sent His light into the world and made a covenant by blood with us Gentiles. Woo! Thank God for the blood. Makes me want to run my head through a wall to know that we're in a blood covenant. God sent a sacrifice to shed His blood. Amen. And that sacrifice brought light to the Gentiles. And if we'll walk in that light, as He is in that light,
amen,
we'll have fellowship one with another with Him. Hallelujah. And the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. That's just God's way of saying, if you walk in that light, see us in the light, you can fellowship with Him. Don't ever have to worry about confessing sin because you're always in the light.
Amen.
You can walk in that light. Take my word for it. You walk in it. Now, listen carefully. We're awakened by a heavenly visit. We're also awakened by a holy voice. You ever hear the voice? In your heart, have you ever heard the call of God? Come on now. That Bible said in 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. It's not just a great light, it's a marvelous light that we have been called out of. Amen. And He's called us out of darkness. Yes. Let me ask you something. You ever heard that voice?
Amen.
If you're saved this morning, I didn't hear no audible voice. I don't believe in 700, 900 foot Jesuses. I don't believe. Somebody turn the air on me. I'm getting a little warm up here. Brother Steve, turn the air on us a little bit. I don't believe 900 foot Jesuses, and I don't believe in all these revelations and visions and dreams and all these people have. I believe they've been eating too much pizza before they go to bed. But I'm going to tell you what I do believe in. I believe that God in a heavenly voice can communicate with a dead sinner. Amen. And that sinner can hear that holy voice and bring him out of sin. How much more if when we're dead in sins, we hear that holy voice. When we're saved, we ought to be able to hear it even in a greater way. When was the last time you heard that heavenly, holy voice calling you into fellowship with God? The last time you knelt on your knees and prayed, and while you prayed, you started praising. And in your heart, and in your soul, and in your spirit, you fellowship with God Almighty. Bless His wonderful name.
Amen.
He had led an old rotten sinner like us into the throne room of grace where we could cast all of our cares upon Him. Brother Robert, I know without a doubt you've probably been there and told Him all about your anxieties and your troubles and your cares. Just cast them all upon Jesus. Praise God, and they shoot that needle in your arm over there on Tuesday morning and tell you good night. Just smile at them and say, I'll see you in a few minutes, Doc. Hallelujah to God. Won't be long, praise God. Amen! And I'm telling you, I'm glad we can have that kind of fellowship with Him and confidence with Him.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, He'll always listen. If I tried to call the president today, I'd have to go through a chain of command a mile long, probably never would get to him. But I'm telling you, there's one greater than him.
Yes.
Woo! It's got an open line. You know, and it's an amazing thing. It's only one line, and it's called prayer. But I don't know how many cables is in that line. There's a cable for every child of God in that line. And I tell you what, your line will never be busy.
Amen.
You'll never get a busy signal. You'll never get a voicemail. Well, this is so-and-so. Leave a message. I'll get back with you later. Yeah, I know you will. Send me a text message. Sure. I'll get right back with you. I'm going to tell you what. When you pick up and dial Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I'll answer thee. Show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He's there to answer. Peter started sinking in that water and he said, help, Lord! Whoo! And the Bible said immediately. Not 2 hours later, immediately God, Jesus reached down and lifted him out of that water. Isn't that wonderful? I'm telling you, it didn't take him all day to make it. Well, now I want to deliver old Peter, and I want to let him drown. Immediately. You know why? God knows those that are His. The foundation of God standeth sure, friend.
Amen.
He knows those that are His.
Amen.
Amen. And He's got a hedge about us.
Amen.
And we stand in grace.
Amen.
Amen. I've got grace under me and grace over me and grace on both sides of me.
Amen.
I'm walking in grace and living in grace. walking in the light, living in the light. Amen. Now I'm having fellowship with Him. Woo! Praise God. I don't have to have a little talk with Jesus either. I can talk as long as I want to.
Amen.
That is, if you can take the glory, you might be like the priest over in Chronicle. Said, we got to get out of here this morning. I can handle it. You ever got in that shape? I heard old Brother Brown back there. God, get on him. And I want you to say, I can't take no more of this. Praise God. I've got to get out of here. I can't stand no more. What he's saying is, there's more here than I can handle in my body. But aren't you glad one of these days God's going to give us a brand new body? Hallelujah to God. We'll be able to stand all the fellowship, all the glory, all the blessing of His marvelous light. Amen. That we need. And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said He's got a light that no man approaches. Do you know who did approach it? His Son, Jesus.
Amen.
And we can approach Jesus. And Jesus can say, Father, I've got one of your youngins here that's wanting in. Well, that's all right, son. Let him in. Is he coming by the blood? He's coming by the blood. Is he a possessor or a professor? Oh, no, Father. He's a possessor. But let him in. Throne room. And I guarantee when you do, just like Ahasuerus put that sepulcher out to Esther, he'll reach out that golden scepter.
Amen.
And let you come and touch it and bow at his feet and cast all your care and your burdens upon him. And I'm going to tell you, when all your load that you're carrying, I guarantee when you go out of that throne room, you'll be lighter than a feather, boy. You'll feel like you're floating on cloud nine. Somebody said, I ain't never been there. Well, praise God, it's time you got there. Now, Isaiah 61 said, arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Amen.
I won't say number three, not only we're awakened by a heavenly visit and a holy voice, but we're awakened by an honorable victor. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. I've never seen this before. Listen carefully. I'm losing my voice. Y'all's making me lose it. Hot in here or something. I want you to listen carefully. I'd never thought of this before. Matthew 27:45, when Jesus was crucified, the Bible said, now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. I wonder what happened at the ninth hour. I never thought of it. That darkness didn't last forever.
Amen.
3 hours. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness. When the Son of God was crucified for our sins, for 3 hours, darkness covered the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, but from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness. Well, what happened? That ninth hour. Well, let me read this verse. Other verse, and I believe it'll throw a whole lot of light on the subject, if I can find it. Matthew 4:16, the people which sat in darkness saw great light.
Amen.
And to them that sat in a region in the shadow of death, light is sprung up.
Amen.
From the sixth hour to the ninth hour, darkness covered all the earth. But oh, after those 3 hours were expended.
Yeah.
Praise God. I believe you believe what you want. But I don't believe it just gradually got light. I believe light sprung up out of darkness. When He said it is finished. Praise God. A light of God sprung up. Amen. And brought light to those of us that sat in there. Praise God, somebody let me out of here. I'm about to have a fail myself, praise God.
Amen.
Can you imagine standing there in that darkness? And it covers as far as you can see from the east to the west and the north to the south. And everything's dark. And when the ninth hour comes, pop!
Amen.
She's daylight again. Somebody said, I don't believe that. I do.
Amen.
I believe in miracles, friend.
Amen.
And maybe one reason that centurion said, surely this was the Son of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. And by the way, that's a perfect picture of salvation. That's exactly how we were. Just living in darkness, groping around, couldn't see anything. Jesus come by and pop! Light sprung up out of darkness. Somebody said, I didn't get saved all of a sudden. Well, you didn't get in gradually, Buckwheat. They have a hard time finding that Bible where anybody got in a little bit at a time.
Amen.
Some of them say, well, I got saved and then I had to pray and get the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something. When I got saved, I got Him. He just didn't get all of me. Amen. The problem is not getting all of Him. The problem is Him getting all of us.
That's it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Great.
Praise God, I'm having fun. I don't know about the rest of you.
Amen.
Now, I got to say, he's an honorable victor. Praise God, give him the honor. He's victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And the light overcome darkness. Praise God, now we can walk in that light. I won't say secondly, and I'll try to hurry through. Not only are we wakened by the light, but we are to walk in that light.
Amen.
We're walking that light as He is in the light. We have fellowship with Him. Only by walking in the light can we have fellowship with Him.
Amen.
Now, we don't walk with carnal means. Somebody say, what do you mean, preacher? The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, 4, we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
In other words, we're not walking by carnal means. Our life in Christ is not governed by self-interest nor circumstances. What I want. If your life, if you are living, hey, we're getting to the nitty-gritty now. If you're doing in life what you want rather than what God wants, you are walking in darkness and you have no fellowship with God.
Amen.
We're not led by carnal interest, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
We're led by faith.
Amen.
In the Son of God. We walk not by sight, not by things that we see. By faith. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes faith brings about blessings that we later see. Can you get a hold of that? We don't see them before God brings them. But God will bring them at a later date. Come on in the house now. Amen. You read the life of Paul. He never saw everything going to happen to him all of us in a flash pan. But God began to pour out the blessings. Look at some of you. When some of you got saved, you was basket cases. Some of you still are.
Yeah.
But you tried. Why does everybody think I'm always picking on Sharon? I'm not picking on Sharon. I couldn't say when you got saved, some of you were basket cases because he still is. But we walk by faith. Hey, the word walk does not imply an occasional step, but a habitual course.
Amen.
We don't walk and take a step and say, uh-oh, can't go nowhere, can't do nothing else. We're on a habitual course walking in the light. Because if you walk in the light as He is in the light, that light will never, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say disappear, go away, but that's what I'm feeling at. There's a big word for that. It starts with a D.
Diminish.
That light will never diminish. We walk in the light as He is in the light. It's an habitual course, ladies and gentlemen. I've heard a lot of people say, well, I'm looking for the will of God. Start walking in that light and He'll show you the will of God.
Amen.
You'll never find the will of God standing still.
Amen.
I've told you this before. Old Dr. Dan True acts at Tabernacle in our missions class. He said, he was in BIMI. He said, some of you young men, you tell me that you're waiting for God to open a door. He said, have you ever tried the knob?
Amen.
Now, listen. We walk in the realm of unclouded day. Some of y'all can't get a hold of that. I'm telling you, there's so many Baptists tonight, today, that's got a dark cloud hanging over them.
Yeah.
The day takes them to get out from under. But I'm telling you, we don't walk in a cloud today. We walk in a realm of an unclouded day. Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto a perfect day. John 8:12, then spake Jesus unto them, said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. Amen and amen. And so we walk in the realm of unclouded day. Why has a cloud got some of y'all so grieved and broken? Clouds is going to come. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Now I guarantee you, when the cloud finally floats away, you'll see that the sun has always been shining in glory land. I found that out on an airplane one day. I thought, sure, the devil had us in Spokane, Washington. You couldn't see the tip of the wing, and I believe that airplane was flying straight up, and the devil said, buddy, you're gone. He said, a plane's going to come straight in on you. He said, this is the end of the line. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Too late to even tell your wife and children bye. I've got you now. About that time, that airplane broke through the clouds, and I'm telling you, the most beautiful picture I've ever seen in all my life. As I looked, it was so shiny. The sun on those clouds was so brilliant, you couldn't hardly look into it. And Jesus said, you see how bright my light is, boy. And he said, you always remember one thing. When you're on them, I'm still on top of them. Praise God. In fact, the Bible said that he rides the clouds. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Is he riding on your cloud today?
Yeah.
Then I want to say we walk in the footprints of the Word of God. When you really get in the Word of God and trust this Bible to lead you,
amen.
Listen to what the Bible said. Psalm 119, verse 105, this Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, close up and far out. Light here and a light out there.
Amen.
This Bible. I want to say to you, get in this Bible.
Amen.
Praise God, read this Bible. My brother called me Friday night, and he's having a battle with folks in his little old American Baptist church up there, and they're using the NSV and the NIV and all this and all that. And they, some of them says they have an occasional drink. He got in the beach, got in a spat. Well, some of them said he could have an occasional drink. And he said he left mad, so he went back the next Sunday to teach his Sunday school class. He said, the salt come up. He said, well, I was trying to drop this, but seeing how y'all brought it up, said, I don't think a Christian. He said, you can think what you want. I don't think we ought to drink nothing with alcohol, period.
Amen.
And the very people he got in the argument with, the very next week, they're having something in the back in the fellowship hall. He said, Gary, he said, you wouldn't believe it. He said, it's the craziest thing. He said, I didn't even realize what I was doing. He said, I walked out back. He said, I laid my Bible down. Said, I looked. Said, I laid it on somebody else's Bible, bigger than mine. He said, I picked it up. Said it had NIV on it. He said, I didn't know who it was. He said, I better not lay my Bible down there. I don't want to get it contaminated. And it was the same people that he got into it over drinking. They said, I guess you think the King James Bible is the only book. He said, you better believe that way, the King James Bible is the only book. He's having a hard time with them. And I'm telling you, if you're using that NIV, he said, there's some of them down there. He said, I already know what it is. He said, they're using the NASB. I said, that's the New American Standard Bible. And you better throw it away. He said, I've looked through every one of them down there that's besides all of them. And he said, every one of them but the King James and Philippians 1, in the Colossians 1, 13 or 14, I believe it is. He said, in whom we have redemption. He said, that's all it says. That's all it says. But that verse says, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Even the forgiveness of sin. I want to tell you, when they leave out through His blood and even the forgiveness of sin, they're leaving out a whole lot, ain't they? That's why we preach and teach out of the King James Bible. A man got up there to preach, had something besides the King James Bible. I don't care who he was, buddy. He's sitting down in a chair. I don't give a flip who he is.
Amen.
We ain't listening to him.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we walk in the footprints of God's Word. Proverbs 6:23, for that commandment is a light. And the law is light and reproof, and reproof of instructions are the way of life.
Amen.
So that word, praise God, that word, that commandment is a lamp, and that law is a light. And reproof, being reproved, is a way of life. One more thing here real quick. We walk estranged from the world. Heard of people being estranged from their husband, estranged from their wife? Hey, we walk apart from the world. Daniel 4:4 said, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is enmity of God. You can't walk in the light and walk according to the course of this world at the same time. Got to walk in that light. Then finally, we work in that light. We're awakened by the light, we walk in the light, and we work in the light. That Bible said in John 9:4, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So we walk, we awaken, we walk, and we work in the light. And as we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Let me ask you something today. Are you walking in the light? Are you lost and walking in darkness? And could you be saved and be backslidden away from God? Walking in darkness. Like Brother Steve said this morning, he talked about a wonderful Sunday school lesson. Being strong in the Lord, he talked about growing up, going up, and glowing up. Amen. And I wonder how grown up we are. I wonder if we're going up.
Amen.
Is anybody in here glowing up this morning? Anybody? Is everybody walking in the light, or is there somebody stumbling in the darkness? Let's stand together.